Hello and welcome to Podcast Versus Player, episode 108. I'm one of your hosts, Cal, and I'm joined by a man who you all know and some may possibly love. Some. It's only bloody Dan.
Some, but not many.
Not many. I like you.
Thanks, I guess.
I tolerate you.
Thanks, man.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How you doing?
I'm not too bad. I'm full. I've just eaten.
Oh, I haven't had any dinner yet, and I don't think we're going to either.
Go you.
Not out of spite for food.
Oh.
It's out of love for Command & Conquer, unfortunately. I got 17 Command & Conquer games today, and I intend to get through as many as I possibly can.
Like everybody should.
One included, Command & Conquer Renegade, the best of all the Command & Conquers.
I'm not a fan of any Command & Conquer, but wasn't that the really poorly received third-person shooter one?
First-person shooter?
Third
yes,
person
it was.
Thing. First person.
Oh, yes. And I can't wait to get fucking stuck into it. I can't.
Excellent. Right. Before all the things that do matter, we've got bills to pay, Dan. So, in the irrelevant spirit of fun that made the Lego movie a worldwide phenomenon, the self-described leading man of that ensemble, the Lego Batman, is now starring in his own big-screen adventure. But there are challenges brewing in Gotham, and if he wants to save the city from the Joker's hostile takeover, Batman may have to drop the lone vigilante thing, try to work with others, and maybe, just maybe, learn to lighten up. And if you would like to lighten up, you can head over to zavvy.co.uk and buy yourself some also Lego Batman toys, I'm assuming. Plus, with us, you'll get an extra 10% off all the best-selling Lego toys, including the Lego Technic Porsche and Beetle Submarine, simply by using the PVP code LEGO10. Offer is valid until the 17th of February, so get a fucking wriggle on.
Good ad pitch there. Well done.
There you go. We've got it out of the way. Do you want some sodding news?
Yeah.
Let's go. Right.
I'm totally in the mood.
Microsoft today announced that the date and time of its E3 2017 briefing, and it's not the same schedule as last year, the Xbox show will be held Sunday, June the 11th, starting at 2 p.m. PT / 5 p.m. ET. The extraterrestrial. historically, the Xbox briefing is held on the Monday of E3 week in the morning. Though the day is changing, the venue staying the same, which will be the Gallen Center in Los Angeles. Before that, Spencer said 2017 will not be a first-person shooter Halo or Gears of War led year, suggesting that no new games in those franchises are coming this year. Instead, Microsoft will focus on, quote, new experiences with different IPs. State of Decay 2 developer Undead Labs also confirmed that it will have something to show at Microsoft's E3 2017 briefing.
Do we know what yet?
Nothing.
Hmm.
Absolutely dickle. I'm assuming it's going to be very Scorpio heavy.
Yeah, so I'm going to hypothesise something right now.
Shemmy.
No, not Shenmue. I'm going to go with a Scorpio exclusive VR headset.
Really?
Yep.
Because
I'm going to think that Microsoft are going to jump on the old VR bandwagon, and they're going to say, we've had this in production for a while, or you know, we've been pissing around and we finally come up with a concept we like, and Scorpio's going to run it and it's going to be amazing. And when we start selling Scorpios a year later or something, this headset will be available. At launch. I don't know.
I'm going to counter that, Dan.
Well, don't, because I'm pleased with it.
The other week, last week, I believe, possibly the week before, the VR section of the Scorpio section on the Xbox website, VR has been taken off. So
it's just a ruse.
It's just a ruse to, yep, to throw us off the scent.
Absolutely.
With how successfully PlayStation VR is doing.
Well, that's
quote,
what I mean. They'll
not,
take it off.
Well, no, it's not doing that well. It's selling loads, but there's no games for it.
Well, yeah, that's the curse of any peripheral, though.
I think they're going to hold off. And I think if they do release one, if the Scorpio is as powerful as it is led to believe, then the Oculus, all the HTC Vive will work. And as they've already got a partnership with Oculus, every Oculus Rift comes with an Xbox One controller. There's no reason why they wouldn't just use an Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
Personally, anyway, I don't know. It's a very good guess, though, Dan.
Well, I mean, if they're saying we're going to hold off on the Forzas and the Halos and the Crackdowns and everything else that you already know that we do, and you know there'll be something else coming from those at a later date, you can't really guess as to what's new, because how would you know?
Well, no, but that's exciting though.
Yeah,
but it does just say it will not be a first-person shooter Halo or Gears of War Legere. So there possibly will be a new Forza or maybe even a Quantum Break or something like that. I don't think they'll do a show completely with brand new IPs.
Unless they're all, one is a space first-person shooter and then another is a post-apocalyptic third-person cover-based shooter.
We've got the rights to Destiny 2. Possibly, I don't know. It's speculation up until closer to the time. But that is that. Anyway, yeah. Pokemon Go, Dan, remember that?
Kind of.
Well, developer Niantic has confirmed that two highly anticipated features, including monster trading and PvP battles, are still on the way. In an interview with Vice's Waypoint, Hank said at least one of these features would have been out already had it not been for the game's initial server issues. Blame the servers.
Yeah, of course.
Quote, it's going to be done soon, Hank said about the new features. It is
just
what it
after
is.
Everyone's got sick to death of it.
Now everyone's playing Pokemon Duel.
No one's playing Pokemon Duel.
It's just us.
Yeah.
quote, it is what it is. I'll take the massive wave of hysteria we enjoyed and just deal with the fact that it's caused us to take a bit longer to get the rest of the features up. We're really happy to make our users happy. Aww. Happy Valentine's, Hank. In other Pokemon Go news, there are now a select few Pokemon from Gold and Silver.
Which I have not yet seen.
I haven't even got Pokemon Go on my phone anymore, so I'm not really that bothered. If the trading and battles come in soon, I may possibly give it another go. But if it's just going to be the same kind of battles as you do at the gyms on there, then
I was just going to say that. Yeah,
I have no fucking interest in that. It was fun while it lasted, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And it lasted. To be fair, we played it for a good few months.
I still do, so I don't know what you're playing at.
When was the last time you went on a Pokemon hunt, Dan?
Well, I mean, I go on it when I'm in places to see if there's anything around me. I never went out of my way, though, to go and find something. I never did that.
Yeah, you did. We had to drive around so you could get that fucking Squirtle.
No, we just happened to be driving, and then I was like dancing in the back of the car trying to fucking get it because I had the stupid AR camera on.
I still don't know why you continue to use that for as long as you did.
Yeah, that was an
idiot.
It's
way easier without the camera.
Yeah, it really is.
Way easier. Anyway, if you're still playing Pokemon Go, you've got that to look forward to. If you're not, buy Sun and Moon or something, I guess.
Buy a fucking handheld and just play it like it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Get Sun and buy a 3DS, get yourself Sun and Moon. Or wait for the Switch and just get whatever version comes out for that.
Yeah.
Which I will be doing. Anyway. YouTube, everyone's favourite YouTube, has reportedly cancelled season 2 of PewDiePie's reality show at the same time as removing him from many of its premium ads. A YouTube spokesperson via Variety said, quote, we've decided to cancel the release of Scare PewDiePie Season 2 and we're removing the PewDiePie channel from Google's preferred. No reason for the removals was given, though it's likely the decision is related to the vlogger's controversial anti-Semitic content of late.
Semitic.
You're Semitic. What did I say?
Semitic, which is not a word.
Yeah, it doesn't even read like that. What a fucking idiot. Anyway, 9 of PewDiePie's videos are alleged to contain anti-Semitic imagery, including the recent video that featured the YouTube star commissioning 2 comedians to make, quote, death to all Jews into a banner. Disney subsidiary Maker Studios has cut ties with PewDiePie as a result of the content. Anyway, moving on to our final half hour of the podcast.
No, not half an hour.
No, I'm joking.
Good boys.
Legion, Daniel.
From Mass Effect.
Why not? Legion.
the TV show. Yeah.
Surprisingly, excellent.
I'd say, I wouldn't say excellent, maybe.
In comparative to Arrow.
Oh, fucking Christ.
Which, don't get me wrong, I love Arrow, but this has taken comic book TV shows to not another level, but a different different route.
It's way more artistically styled.
Yeah.
There is such a... I mean, you feel like you're going a little bit mad watching it. And I love its visualization. Like, even the music and stuff is amazing.
Yeah.
So everything was great. All the characters were interesting. I wanted to find out who they all were and what they were all doing. And then it got to the bit right at the very, very end. Spoilers, by the way. And then they get... Like, he gets broken out by the... X-Men, I assume. the equivalent of the X-Men. And then there's some guy with like psychic powers or whatever, just like lifting up pieces of rock and stuff and throwing them around and then throwing guys around and stuff. And it looked so bad.
Yeah, you look at the scene in the kitchen.
Oh my lord. That looked incredible, that shot. Like everything was just flying and then it was just like made like a ball around him, like a Magneto ball of like stuff. That was amazing. And then it got to that bit and it was just like, oh man, it's just PS2'd all over the place.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed with that ending bit.
I mean, I was hoping that maybe, it's a pilot, so maybe after they were actually approved, the next episodes have got a way bigger budget to spend more time doing that kind of stuff with.
Well, they had 15... Nope, that's not what it was. I tell a lie. I thought I actually had the how much it cost, but it that's not it. So just ignore
a lot,
that bit.
I imagine
A fair bit of money anyway. It's currently sitting at 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I really enjoyed it. Honestly, that last scene I was just like, oh god, that looks terrible. But other than that, up until that point, everything was really cool.
Yeah,
like, very, it was just, like, intrigue good. And it was just like, oh, who are these guys, spies, or are they the government, or are they Magneto's guys, or what the fuck's going on?
Have you not figured out who she is yet? If you haven't, we will say nothing because I don't know what to spoil anything.
Who is?
Blondie.
Oh, they said a name, but I can't remember what her name was.
Do you know a lot about Legion?
No.
Then you probably don't know who she is.
Is she an X-Man?
I'm not going to say anything to spoil it, Dan, because it.
Okay.
If they followed it, it's a very big twist. And it will spoil the rest of the show for you.
Brilliant. Okay, then don't do that.
I am not going to say anything. Next episode is on tonight, Dan.
Fantastic.
So we can get that watched and see if it has lived up to the expectations that episode one has set. We can't really say a lot because, to be totally honest, it's fucking crazy. And you kind of just need to watch it to get a grasp of what's happening.
It was like the whole thing where it's just like... all the rooms now they have no doors and there's like people just stuck. It's just like, so you can just make walls out of thin air.
Yeah,
like it was just proper mad, like molecular manipulating levels of crazy powers.
That shit crazery.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, there was a bit like when again, it's not really a spoiler, but it's just part of it, like when they sort of wheel that machine in, they go to stick the electrodes on his head.
Yeah,
and then that guy's just looking at him and he goes, huh. And the guy shits himself and he gets like, you're afraid of me. What is going on? Like, that was when I was just like, oh man, he's figuring it out. And then he just like disintegrates that fucking table and blows, like throws them all up in the air. Like that effect, I was just like, oh my god, this guy is super fucking powered. This is like, you know, he's going to be kind of like a Jean Grey, Professor Xavier sort of level of psychic powers. And then it just got to
that
ending.
It should be, it's his fucking son.
Oh. No, I know, but I mean, it's... I wasn't sure if it was just going to be alluded to throughout it. You know,
I think they'll dance around it unless it does very well.
Do we know if they've actually got full rights for the X-Men in this?
I'm guessing
so. As in
so,
they could just say, here's Magneto.
I'm pretty sure it's made by Fox.
It is. And I mean, I think this is part of the deal for... like, they could make X-Men TV shows if Marvel got something in return. I can't remember what it was. It was like comic book rights or something, maybe? Like the Fantastic Four? I can't remember. But basically, they said, yeah, we'll sort of team up and we'll do some TV shows. Because, you know, if
you need
doing TV shows properly, it's Marvel.
Yeah, yeah.
And man alive, I mean, they've just gone in and blown every season of Arrow and Flash out of the water in one episode.
I wouldn't go that far.
Absolutely I would. I watched that and I was just like, this is amazing. I went in and talked to my housemate about it. And I was just like, it was just But there's just, I never really felt that about a TV show, unless it's like something amazing, you know, like House or
Daredevil,
something like that. You know, something, yeah, like Daredevil. You're just like, you're trying to explain it, but you're so excited by it at the same time. I haven't felt that in a while about a TV show. I certainly have never felt it about Flash and Arrow. It's not in recent years.
But they're very different comic book shows. And I mean, I personally think there's
the
been plenty.
Though. It's how it's written. It's how it's shot. It's how the music works. It doesn't take itself too seriously. Whereas Arrow's especially tries to, like, they think they're setting him up as this like sort of like James Bond, Indiana Jones, Batman kind of figure.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you haven't got the, unfortunately, you haven't really got the acting talent behind it to make it.
I think Stephen Amell makes a decent Green
I think
Arrow.
The main cast are fine, but it's like Thea still gets to my tits.
She's not
Laurel, yeah, well, good. Laurel, I'm glad she's dead. And then it's just like, oh, and here she is again. I was just like, no, for fuck's sake.
Spoilers.
Just kill someone off. Let them be dead, and then he goes, ha, it's not, it's from another multiverse thing. So it's like, okay, so basically you can keep the entire cast alive, like the actors alive, by just saying, well, this is a doppelganger from Earth 312. And it's just like, no, if they're dead, they're dead, right? Yeah. That's what The Walking Dead does, and that works fine. You kill them off, people get annoyed with you, you kill them off, but it keeps people interested.
I don't think The Walking Dead could get away with bringing somebody back that
like,
wasn't
oh,
a zombie.
Time ship and, yeah. Fuck off.
But no, Lee, it's very different shows. Not disputing, it is probably the better of the by between Flash and
Arrow. I think in terms of production and how it is made and how it was written. Again, I'm not saying that this episode is better than a certain episode of Arrow. I'm just saying that its overall feel, how I felt watching it, not taking into account what was actually happening. Like I say, that ending really spoiled it for me.
Yeah.
But I was more interested and intrigued and going, I want to see more of these. Whereas with Arrow and Flash, it just seems to be, when is the season over? Like, is there going to be a good ending? Is this next season going to start particularly strong? Oh, we're doing another flashback when you were doing something with the Brat, for fuck's sake. Oh, and here's Talia al Ghul for no fucking reason.
This is my biggest gripe with Arrow at the moment, is that it's back on, and I've come to the conclusion that it's actually being better than Flash so far this season, and it's better than it was last time, which sounds like it's a positive thing, but it's not. It's just as bad as it was.
Thing with Alchemy, you know, I thought, oh, we get another, but they just seemed, I think it's just both Flash and Arrow just seem to have this thing of just recycling the same actors.
Yeah.
So they say, oh, okay, we've got a new bad guy. Okay, well, we'll just make him one of the new cast members.
Yeah.
Because I remember on a podcast we did a while ago, we were talking about Alchemy and, you know, who could it be? And we were kind of coming up with some ideas as to who it could be or who it should be. But the one thing we absolutely agreed on is that it would be cheap and stupid if it was Draco Malfoy.
Which is his real name.
Lo and behold, that's exactly what it was. Because, like, here's a brand new cast member. Oh, and we've got a new villain. But he can't see his voice. Oh, I wonder who that could be. And you go, well, don't make it him, because that's far too fucking obvious. You know, the guy in the mask, right, that was in Zoom's little glass prison thing.
Yeah.
That I was genuinely intrigued as to who that guy was. But then when it takes his helmet off and he goes, oh, it's just the same actor.
Like, but it's not his dad, though.
No, but it's just the same guy. It's like, fuck, can you only afford a certain amount of actors?
I will
just,
say,
just
though.
Put someone else in there, because then as soon as it's a new face, you go, who are you?
Yeah. You're actually interested.
Yeah, it's like with the new Black Canary. I'm just like, okay, so they've gone back and they've got the original Black Canary, and she's actually got superpowers rather than just it's a drunk ex-lawyer who's taking it upon herself to be a fucking superhero or whatever.
Can you imagine?
And they just go, oh, okay, it's a cop with actual superpowers. She would make a great Black Canary. Fine.
Can you imagine if they had done a Laurel spin-off? She's like, my name's Laurel Lance. I'm a drunken lawyer.
I'm an old drunk lawyer. I've been killed, but not anymore, because Constantine saved me or whatever.
I have to be something else. I have to become sober. That would be brilliant.
Well, it's just flashbacks to her just unconscious. In a bin somewhere. Eating a kebab.
It's just each one leads up to the night that she becomes the Black Canary. That would be brilliant. Ah, they should well do that.
No, they should.
Anyway, Legion. Yeah, can't say the only bad thing I can say really is with what you said, that ending. It's like they used all the budget on actually giving him powers, and then they went, "Oh shit, well, there's other mutants in it."
Yeah, I mean, if they'd have just given him a, I know that it was. I mean, don't get me wrong, it didn't look awful. It's just that I've seen, like, this is the kind of the bar that I hold it up against, right? If I watch a fan film or something on YouTube, and I've seen some brilliant fan films,
oh, yeah,
and you just think, this is basically like TV movie level of like special effects or CGI or whatever, like, considering you've probably done this for almost zero budget, fucking well done, oh my god. But then if I see a TV show that's supposedly got the budget behind it, and clearly it's got the talent behind it, and then it just looked not very good. It was like when the Atom started flying around in Arrow, and you were just like, oh god, that looks awful.
Yeah,
it just proper threw me out at the moment. Like, if it had just been them three just running with all the guns and the explosions, and then those two, like the dude and the girl that had been following him all the episode, they were just shooting everyone and they were just beating the shit out of people, and they got down there, and then that had been the end, but he didn't want to use his powers because he was terrified or didn't know how to or whatever, then that would have made it fine. Yeah. It wouldn't have been a super climactic thing, but the effect wouldn't have ruined it for me.
Do you think it was because it was outside and it was really bright?
Oh, it might have been, you know. But, I mean, that kitchen scene, that was really bright as well.
Yeah, yeah, but it's inside lighting, though, isn't it, in there? And obviously that would have been on a set. Well, whereas outside, that was like a genuine location.
Yeah, and you've got this light in the shadows. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, so I imagine
it was an absolute pain in the arse to do. I mean, don't get me wrong, not that it looks bad, it's just that it's
clearly better than we could have made, but
oh, for fuck's sake, everything, his hair is better than anything I could have done. But like, it's like his transition from, like, you even though it's sort of like jumping backwards and forwards in time, and he doesn't have to say 5 years ago, and he doesn't have to go whoa every time it goes back.
If only we had a helicopter. And then, Oliver Queen, we need you to fly a helicopter.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to teach you how to fly a helicopter. And you go, oh, great. And then he can just go, I know a guy. And then calls it, and all of a sudden, it's like the Matrix, honestly, Arrow. He just goes, I wish I could drive a jet ski. And then he goes,
Then
all of a sudden, he's getting jet ski lessons from someone 10 years ago.
Imagine if all this time, right, Prometheus isn't the proper Prometheus, and it actually is Oliver Queen, who is Prometheus, and all these flashbacks are actually him downloading the information.
Maybe it's all Bruce Wayne's weird flashback thing with the Flash.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. Anyway, I know all we've done is ramble about it, but seriously, watch Legion. If you haven't watched last week's, go and watch it, and then watch tonight's, whenever. But it's on tonight, and then I think it's on every Wednesday after, so...
Excellent. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the second episode, like you say, I hope it just keeps on this kind of level rather than it just peak at the start and then it just sort of drifts off.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, like, he's met up with his crew, I'm just like, who are you guys? Like, are you a private thing? Are you just a neighbourhood watch kind of team that have all got mutant powers? Or are you even all mutants? Are you X-Men? What? Who are you? What's going on? And I like not knowing things because then I can speculate.
Yeah. Speculating's fun.
Yeah, definitely.
It is. If you like fun... don't visit our stuff, but if you want to,
what website should they not go to?
www.podcasthostplay.com or .co.uk. You should also not go to youtube.com/podcastversusplayer. You should definitely not follow us at podcastvplayer, and you should definitely not look at our pictures on Instagram at podcastversusplayer. But please do all of those things.
Reverse psychology works every time.
There you go. You don't want to see the stuff up there. It's too good. It'll blow your mind. So, Dan, do you have anything you would wish to add to make this podcast even better than it already probably wasn't?
I bought 17 Command & Conquer games today.
You said?
Yeah.
For £5.
Yeah, I mean, you can go on Origin and you can get the Command & Conquer Ultimate Edition, which is every Command & Conquer game since they ever came out, as well as all the expansion stuff for them as well. So that's 17 whole games in there. For £25 on Origin, which isn't bad, but if you go to cdkeys.com, at the moment at least, a fiver. So that'll be about $8-$9 for 17 games, all Command & Conquer classics. So, and even one that I didn't even know existed, Command & Conquer Tiberian Wars 4. So
you didn't know about that? God.
No, even though it came out in like 2010.
I didn't. I don't know. I don't like Commander Conquer.
Well, fucking dick it. What?
How dare you?
Fucking dick it.
That's a t-shirt.
Yep, I guess so.
we need to get that store up soon.
You do.
Yeah.
don't say like it. I've been not doing something properly. This is all you. I haven't got a fucking clue what goes on with that.
So if you would like to go and buy Dan's recommendation of the Command & Conquer complete collection for this handsome sum of £5 or like $7 or $8, whatever Dan worked out as, then you can. You have our permission.
Yeah, get to it.
Get to it. If you want to get something for three, I recommend a great game called Pantropy.
Pancake Tropy.
It's not great.
But it's an early pre-alpha.
It is.
What do you fucking expect? I mean, we're basically playing it as they're building it in. It's like, it's the equivalent of Wallace and Gromit on a train.
Hey,
Gromit's laying down the track as it goes.
It worked okay for me.
It worked okay for you, except you got the shit scared out of you almost immediately.
Really? You want to go down that road?
Yeah. Like that fucking massive thing just popped out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. That was quite scary, actually.
Yeah, it fucking was. No fucking light or anything as well.
And Dan couldn't mine for anything.
No, I was pretty much useless in it. Yeah. But we're going to go and do a video on it.
Yeah, because it was fun.
It was a bit.
So, see ya.